You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble doing the show today. You guys are blowing up the phones, so we're going to go right back to the phones. If you want to reach us, 216-578-0850 is the number. Let's go to Bert on a cell.
Good afternoon, guys. How are y'all doing there?
Good afternoon. Could be better. A little frustrated after last night.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's true.
I hear some of people complaining about Coach Blatt. You know, LeBron's probably arguably the best player in the world.
He is.
Does anybody really think that Coach Blatt didn't defer to him and say, what do you want to do, LeBron? And he said, this is what we should do?
Yeah, I'm almost certain that that's exactly what happened.
You know, because some of these people just, they're not with it. This guy, Coach Blatt is there, I think, in name only. I think pretty much LeBron's, he's the charge guy. He's put those guys on his back and carries them. So
he definitely does, Bert. Thank you very much for the call. And he brings up a great point. I don't think at any point right now, situationally, whether it was an out-of-bounds play or a certain set, that David Blatt was making the final call. It was LeBron coming down, pointing at guys, telling them where to go, you know, demanding the ball in many situations down there on the ISO.
If you're going to rag on Blatt for that game four against the Bulls call that he wanted to make, but then also rag on him when LeBron does something and it doesn't work, like, that just doesn't mesh with me. Like, you got to pick a lane.
You're right, exactly. Let's go back to the phones. Let's hear from Pete in Concord.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Pete. How are you?
Pretty good. There's a couple things that got me yesterday. I know the three free throw shooting at 68% isn't going to cut it, but it was the way they finished quarters. They had the ball with the game clock off in all four quarters. And in the first quarter, they took a shot early and went down to the other end and scored. In the second quarter, they made the three. In the third quarter, the ball was stolen and went for two.
Yep.
In the last quarter, they took a fadeaway jumper from a million miles away.
Right.
They got to finish quarters better. If they just run the clock out, they probably win the game instead of what they did in those quarters.
Right about you're right. You're right, Pete. Thank you very much for the call. And it seems also, you know, a common theme that because we don't necessarily, quote unquote, with the air quotes, run an offense, it's LeBron and everyone else, that we don't get into a good set like other good basketball teams do and run through and find that open defender. We're relying on one player, whether it's Kyrie or LeBron, to be just flat out better than the other person and beat them. And I think in some cases last night, as Pete just pointed out, it nipped us in the butt.
Yeah, and that's why if you maybe look at this historically, I don't know the numbers, but typically when LeBron is forced to score that many points, the end result usually isn't great.
Right.
You know, he's got some great games where he's put up these big numbers and great moments, but he's at his best when it's around that high 20s,
yep,
and then the solid number close to 10 or 11 assists and just getting more of his teammates involved. That's when you have kind of peak ideal LeBron. That's why it was a season high for him in the finals, because usually he's been more of that normal numbers in the finals for him.
Exactly. Back to the phones. Let's hit the Bostonian. Wants to talk Cavs. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Here's what's up. After that first game, I figured Golden State superior to you guys. When you got a guy like LeBron shooting 39 times he shot, made 44 points, what if he didn't score 44 points? What if he scored 30 like he usually scores? You'd have got beat by 20, right?
Sure. So you might think.
And then in the last 5 minutes in overtime, he didn't score any points? I never seen anything like that in my life before. They gave you the last bucket, they let them come down and drive and score. That showed me their defense is superior to yours. They got a stronger bench than you got. And I don't care if Irving plays or don't play, they're still going to beat you. I'm more convinced than ever after that first game that they're way better than you guys. And you're going down in five. You might squeeze one. I don't even know if you'll get one.
Thank you so much for your positivity. We appreciate
it.
Gone. Yeah, that's fine. And you know what? I'm not going to put any onus on what the Bostonian says because of his takes are always negative. But for me personally, I think going into yesterday, you know, doing yesterday's show, talking about the feeling out and understanding of how we were going to approach stopping Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, as well as Draymond Green, and then Steve Kerr and his team's, you know, strength in numbers and depth, and how they're going to guard LeBron James, and how much of that now is going to change without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I'm going to be really interested to see what Shumpert and Smith can give this team in game two, because
they've,
it's going to have to be huge. It's,
they've got to make up the difference.
Yeah, and I think, I just keep going back. Something happened game six in Chicago where all those guys stepped up and played great. They can, they probably can do it for a game or two. It's just a matter of trying to get it out of them for the rest of the series, because, you know, you kind of, you got to plan for the worst at this point and then hope for the best with Kyrie.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones for our last caller right now. Joe in Columbus. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I'm not agreeing with the Bostonian, but he
How
may
can
be more
you?
Right than what we know.
Right.
You know, if Kyrie doesn't come back to full strength of what he was in this first game, we're in big trouble. I mean, this, that, you know, okay, you, the guy wants to foul out Draymond Green. 6-10, this Golden State team would start on most NBA teams. You can blame LeBron for missing a foul shot in the first quarter. Golden State missed everything in the first quarter.
Yep.
It's the first quarter of a finals game after an 8-day layoff. You can blame Coach Blatt. You can blame J.R. Smith. You can blame anybody. Bottom line is, you know, Kevin Love is out. Andy's out. Kyrie's out. Give me a break.
You're right, Joe. Hey, Joe, are you, Joe, let me ask you this.
Miller, they're useless.
Joe, let me ask you this question. If the Cavs are going to win game two, blank must happen.
J.R. Smith got to get 30 points.
That's it?
Yeah, J.R. gets 30 points, and everybody else plays the same way they play. We win. Yeah, but J.R.'s got to replace Kyrie's points and his points. You know, or Smith and Shumpert together got to get 40. But who's going to play the defense on Curry that Kyrie played that was outstanding? 4 steals, 2 blocks?
I think Shump can do that.
Well, then why didn't he?
Because Kyrie was healthy.
I think the moment was too big for Smith and Shump.
Yeah,
I
well, you know what? They got their first taste of the finals. They got their first taste of the finals. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to grab a break here. I know I said we were going to do higher or lower with that the NFL.com's top 100 players launching players 50 through 60. Plus, we're going to do that after this break. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble on ESPN 850, WKNR on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forward.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.